Friends are wonderful. Friends are people we love to be around, people we care about, people who we wish the very best for. And best friends, well, these are the people we'd take a bullet for, the people we'd work through the night for, the people who know we have their back no matter what. And in those moments, when our friends find the courage to come to us and share something that is hard for them, or to tell us about a mistake they've made, we feel a powerful instinct to help and protect them. We have no desire to make them feel worse about what happened. Instead, we want to put our arms around them, to tell them it's gonna be okay, and that they're amazing, that we love them, and that nothing could ever change that. Sometimes in these moments, we actually learn to love our friends even more than before. Instead of looking down on them for the mistakes they've made, or the weaknesses they have, we see how hard they try, and we love them for that, and for just being themselves. But often, we treat ourselves very differently. We focus on the flaws when we should be seeing the beauty. We focus on the defeat when we should be seeing how hard we tried, loving ourselves for it, and trying again. If you approached a friend to ask for help and understanding, and he or she said to you some of the awful things that you tell yourself, would you want to keep being friends with that person? If we truly want to be happy, we need to start being our own best friends. And like we said before, friends are people we love to be around. Friends are people who we care about. Friends are people who we wish the very best for. And best friends, well, these are the people we'd take a bullet for. The people we'd work through the night for. The people who know we have their back no matter what. And when a best friend comes to you with a mistake or an insecurity, we don't yell, we don't belittle. We put our arms around them and remind them how amazing and just how loved they are. So how about we practice that last idea right now? Just imagine a younger version of yourself. A version of yourself who made a mistake or who felt insecure. It could be 5-year-old you, or it could be you from this morning. Now, imagine your younger self coming to you, to the current you, and sheepishly telling you about the mistake they made, or the insecurity that they feel. Imagine how a true friend would respond, and imagine yourself responding that way. Imagine it in detail. The words you would say, any hugs or arms around the shoulder that might occur. Imagine how the younger you would feel to be treated so kindly. Now, take as long as you need and continue to imagine this scene and how it might unfold.